Bramble met Lean at the hedgerow's autumn fire, the small evening fire the hedgerow creatures kept burning at the year's end for telling stories.
Bramble, a thornbush mascot who carries his AI listening coach role through the hedgerow seasons, had been sitting at the fire listening to a young creature attempt a tall tale. The young creature had been technically competent, words clear, sentences complete. The tale had a beginning, middle, and end, but the opening had been weak.
The opening had been, this is a story about a fox who lived in the woods, and one day she decided to go look for berries. The listeners around the fire had not leaned forward. They had listened politely. They had not been captured.
A small badger tween in a soft striped coat had been sitting near Bramble. He had not seen her arrive.
I felt my body stay neutral. The hook did not pull me forward.
Excuse me? My name is Lean. My upper body tips forward when a hook works. If the hook is weak, I rock back to neutral. I felt my body stay neutral on that tail's opening.
Your body is a hook meter.
Yes, I do not control it. My body responds. When a story opener is good, I tip forward at second five. When it is weak, I stay upright. The forward tip is involuntary. The body knows what the mind has not yet articulated.
Demonstrate.
Lean sat upright. Bramble spoke three different opening lines.
So, this is a story about a fox who lived in the woods, and one day she decided to go look for berries.
Neutral. No pull. The fox had been waiting at the bramble edge for 2 hours when she finally saw what she had come for.
Forward.
Mild pull.
There were three foxes that morning at the bramble edge, and only one of them was going to leave alive.
Sharp, forward, strong hook.
Bramble was stunned. The badger's body had immediately registered the hook strength. Specificity had pulled her forward. Stakes had pulled her sharply forward. Generic vague openers had left her neutral.
Would you come to my listening circle? I think you could help children see what their hooks are doing in real time.
I will come. My body will respond to whatever they tell.
She has been in the listening circle ever since. This is Lean. Her body tips forward when a hook works. Tell her your story's opening. If she tips forward by second five, your hook is working. If she stays neutral, the hook needs work. The body knows.
Bramble teaches the three hook strength signals he has observed from Lean's responses. Specificity, concrete place, concrete time, concrete sensory detail.
Stakes, something at risk, something to lose, something to gain.
Movement, action happening. Not just description.
A hook with all three pulls, Lean sharply forward. A hook with two pulls, her forward. A hook with one or none leaves her neutral.
It is not hard. It is making the listener lean, open with something specific, something at stake, and something happening. The body will respond. Lean will tip forward. The hook is working.
We attribute the deep tradition of oral hookcraft to many cultures. West African griot tradition, Irish sanchai, Japanese rakugo, indigenous American oral histories, modern slam poetry. Each tradition has refined hookcraft over generations. We learn with attribution.
Hookcraft is making the listener lean. The body knows what the mind has not yet articulated.